time for speaking psychologically on the Tony Conley Morning Show and more compelling radio, 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. 18 degrees, very chilly outside, so make sure you bundle up at 7:19 on this Tuesday morning. Dr. Braccio, how are you?
Buoyant, in a good mood, ready to begin a new year, and ready to go.
Well, I know if you weren't overseas, you would have been at that Spartan game, and I know that the results, the end of that game, must have been very pleasing for you.
Well, it really was. You know, for me, the graduating seniors, Coach D'Antonio, players, MSU fans, and like you were talking, the person from, you know, Detroit media, you know, when our teams win, it puts people in a really good mood. And when we came in to, you know, Detroit yesterday, the game was just ending and people were talking, people were checking phones when the plane landed, seeing what had happened, came in, picked up WJR on the radio on the way back, and heard it, and pretty buoyant. In fact, it's being recorded at my house this moment as we speak.
I know that you recently had a great trip to Rome and Madrid. Whenever we have guests on who make trips, we always ask them how they go. Tell us what you saw, what you experienced, especially what was it like to fly and go through the safety challenges.
Well, you know, it's always turmoil. I'm still waiting for Scotty, you know, from the old Star Trek to beat me somewhere. It's turmoil, but it's better than walking or riding a bike or swimming or taking a boat. So you kind of have to look at it that way if speed is a factor. We didn't really have much trouble. You tend to go through points. You have to wait. You have to get your luggage checked. You have to go through customs. But as a whole, it was not anything more than would have been expected. If I had expected that we were just going to walk right through and everything would be simple, then it could have been a little bit of a nightmare. But as a whole, things worked out. Then we went from Rome to Madrid, because that's part of the common market. It's pretty, you know, pretty easy, or the European Union. You don't have to go through customs and all that stuff once you get in one time. But as a whole, it was problem-free and just a great pilgrimage and just an astonishingly wonderful, unique, exhilarating trip.
Tell me about two of the places that you visited. The email you sent me expressed amazement when you went to the Parthenon and when you also went to St. Peter's.
Well, first of all, the Pantheon, it's an amazing structure. It was built in 118 to 125 A.D. by the Emperor Hadrian. I'm not trying to give you a history lesson, but this building is still in use, Tony. It is it's an amazing edifice from ancient Rome that still is used. It's just huge. In fact, when when Michelangelo did the dome at St. Peter's, he actually made it slightly smaller in deference to the Pantheon. And so you've got this ancient building that when you walk in it, you're walking into 1900 years of history, and there's still offices and people working in there. So that was the most amazing. First, the Colosseum, you know, the fountains of Trevi. These are all exciting, but to me, that was the most exciting. But from a historical family point of view, going to Tivoli, where my father was born in 1896, came to the United States in 1903, we were able to go back, find the church where he had been baptized, walk through some of the streets where we know he had looked and where he had seen. So it was quite an emotional thing. My son was with me, my wife was with me. So from that point, going to Tivoli was quite a bit of a remarkable, exciting thing. But Rome is clearly, if we go to Rome, is just one of a kind. We went to Madrid for New Year's with my wife's family. That was pretty exciting. So as a whole, exciting, but taking a historical moment, the family part would clearly be Tivoli, but going to see the Pantheon there in Rome and all the marvelous things that are there, it's just awe-inspiring, and just in a lifetime it ought to be a pilgrimage that everyone tries to do. It's part of our history, our culture.
We are past the holidays, and that means for many of us there are relatives that we don't have to see anymore.
That's right.
You know, I've learned over the years one of the best ways to get rid of anger or or bad feelings and bad karma, if you will, is to find people who were unjust to you or who you were unjust to and try to make it right. What can people do to try and find common ground with people they don't like in their family?
Well, here's my feeling. We don't choose family. We choose friends. And family can go in different directions. And one of the problems it's like in marriage, people all of a sudden want to control, often manipulate, become gossipy, just because there's some common blood. I'm not saying in all cases, but that happens a lot. We see it in our work over the years. People just can't get along. I always make the point, you just try to get along as best you can. You might not want to see people a lot of the time or not want to see them too much, but I think we try to get along. You try to bury the hatchet, if you will, and you just try to find common ground, because if you do have blood, you have things in common, that is something to draw you as a group of people to have some identity. And if there's some conflicts, just try to stay out of those conflicts. But remember, we don't choose family, so you get people going in different directions, having different expectations on what family means, what people ought to do. But my belief is live and let live, and you just try to get along. And if you find people you really can't get along with, you're just best to stay away or have minimal contact. But to have anger and hatred and be with people you're going to fight with a lot, just a waste of time, Tony.
Dr. John Braccio is the Director of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing, and we've been speaking psychologically. Thanks so much, Dr. Braccio, and welcome
home.
Always
a pleasure, my good friend, and may 2012 be best for you, Brittany, and your families.